So you've said that a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And I've almost come to conclude that if I think that I can fly and visualize over and over and over again, will that become a belief for me? And is that possible for human beings to fly?
Well, you know, we can't have it both ways. We can't tell you that all things are possible and then say, accept that. And we can't say that if your life experience gives you the detail that causes you to give birth to a desire, and if that happens and you find vibrational alignment with it, we can't say except for that and except for that and except for that. It has to be. So the answer is, when a desire is within you and there is no contradiction in your vibration, then it must be. And there have been many things that have been seen as equally impossible that are now possible. So meanwhile, what happens with so many is when they want something and they see it not happening, their awareness that it isn't happening dominates. And that's what we meant earlier when we said whatever it is you are giving your attention to often dominates your vibration. And so it's easy to notice that you're not flying no matter how much you want to fly. And as you notice that you're not flying no matter how much you want to fly, you have to find a way of looking at it differently. It's so interesting how the perceived reality affects your experience so completely. It's not even reality, it's your perception of reality that makes up your experience. Jerry and Esther bolted out of here. They found a way through the belly of the hotel to get up to their room in a more efficient way, and the service elevator is right across from their room, and so they have the benefit of going swiftly. And Esther was really, 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 really in a hurry for personal reasons that you can only guess. And they took the service elevator and pushed the button for the 10th floor, and the doors opened and they got off and went right to their room, and their keys would not work. And it's happened before where, for one reason or another, and the front desk usually tells them that they've let them be against a cell phone or against a magnet or something, and so Esther keeps her keys in one place and Jerry's in another, and so their keys, none of them would work. And so their observation was that they were standing in front of their room. They have two rooms with adjoining doors so that they have the benefit of two bathrooms, and neither of which they can get into. And Estra's sort of doing her, I need to be in there fast dance, and none of the keys will work. And so she called the front desk and said, for some reason our keys are not working and it is relatively urgent that someone come quickly with keys. And so they waited and waited and waited and waited and waited, and no one came. Now their perception is, the reality of this, here we are standing in front of our doors, the hotel has let us down because somehow they have turned our keys off and they do not work, and I only have about 35 seconds more leeway, Esther is calculating, and the doors are not opening. And when the nice man finally came, he pointed out to them they were on the 7th floor, not the 10th floor. So it's no wonder their keys did not work. But everything about their reality was based upon this misassumption. In other words, they were so certain. All of the conclusions that they came to were valid if the misassumption had been accurate, which it wasn't. And so what we're getting at is that there is no reality that is responsible for your vibration. It's your perception of reality. It's the reason that we always say over here where the good feeling emotions are is your perception of freedom, and over here where the bad feeling emotions are is your perception of lack of freedom. It's your perception. And that's the thing that's tricky. There is this reality that you perceive that it's hard for you to budge from, and it's the thing we would like to shake all of you loose from. We would like you to begin saying, reality and even my perception of reality is not as important as my ability to focus where I would like to be. And if you could jump that hurdle, this was an extraordinary experience for Jerry and Esther, because they were so certain that they were right, which made everybody that they were interacting with not only wrong, but really, really rudely wrong. In other words, help just did not seem to be on the way. Little did they know, the nice man was waiting on the 10th floor for them, trying to figure out where are these people who can't get into their room. And he was perceptive enough that he then started making his way down. He stopped on every floor and looked for them until he found Esther. And she took him by the collar and shook him. Give me your keys. Give me your keys. Wasn't quite that bad. And he calmly said, let me escort you to your room. And it is such an interesting thing, isn't it? How your reality is based upon your perception. And this whole workshop is about how reality doesn't mean diddly squat. And now you're helping us to say, and your perception of reality is very easy to move. In other words, if Esther and Jerry can move their perception of reality to something that was completely wrong, you ought to be able to move your perception of reality to something that you want, don't you think?
Yes.
You ought to be able to move it in any direction, toward what is wanted or toward what is not wanted. People make misassumptions all the time. Why not make misassumptions about things you want? Why not begin to assume that you are much more powerful than your bank account implies? Or why not begin to assume, in other words, just realize how flexible reality is. Yes.